Russia on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room.
Gregory Keene turns another page of the dossier on Demetrius.
The murder of Jelly Boy Boone, the information we'd had from Margaret Ridgway and the other surrounding circumstances, had shown us definitely that Tony Marzotti, the nightclub operator, and Yachty Bloom, the gangster, were both involved with Demetrius. And we also knew what had brought Demetrius to London. He was after a collection of German wartime loot, worth something over £1 million sterling, that had somehow been smuggled out of the continent and into this country. And little as we knew about him, we were certain of one thing. He was willing to murder anyone who stood in his way of getting it. Margaret Ridgway herself had taken a job at Marzotti's Red Feathers Club. There was trouble brewing there. Although she didn't know it, they'd discovered who she was, and the girl was in very great danger. Demetrius was getting ready to strike again. But there were still some hours to go before he did, and meanwhile I was involved with Colonel Fentress once more. I remember that night. I remember it as though it were now.
I see what you're driving at, Keene, but with people like these left to go their own ways, you're running such an appalling risk.
Well, it's calculated, sir, and forced upon us anyway. Look here, we can arrest Bloom. Crane could have arrested the chap days ago. But how are we going to make any charges hold against him? An informer passed along a whisper that he killed that fellow Quinn. Peter Ridgway told his sister Bloom was tied up with Demetrius, and it dovetails nicely with what we know ourselves. But where are you going to get a charge of murder out of that?
What about Marzotti?
Oh, the narcotics branch have been on to Marzotti for 6 months. But they're letting him go because they want the rest of the ring, and they also want his source of supply. Marzotti's only one of a couple of dozen outlets for the stuff. We could raid his place and pull him in, but that wouldn't tell us a thing about Demetrius or Marzotti's connection with him.
Unless he, talked.
Marzotti can only talk himself onto the scaffold. If he knows anything at all, he's in it up to the neck. And so far there have been three. Godowsky, Quinn, and Jelly Boy Boone.
Four. Carl Scammell. Then I see what you mean.
Well, I'm counting on Yachty Bloom to make a mistake. Crane has chaps after him all the time.
Aren't Ridgway and Mitchell after him, too?
So I believe.
Well, can't Frayne's fellows spot Ridgway, then?
They haven't yet.
Oh, confound it, the thing's getting out of hand. And this fellow Bloom must go about with a crowd after him the size of a queue for fish.
Our chaps are rather more subtle than that, sir. They pass him from hand to hand. And it's a darn funny thing, but they always lose him around Hampstead Heath.
Yes, there's a note here in the dossier you've made about them. Didn't Margaret Ridgway say her brother always lost him in that vicinity, too?
That's right. Their headquarters wouldn't happen to be out there somewhere, would they?
Could be. But it amounts to this. Unless Bloom or Marzotti trip up somewhere, you've still nothing to go on.
Well, we put taps on Marzotti's private and club phones, and Manley says he might have something in a day or two.
It's not good enough, Keene. This fellow Demetrius is here somewhere in London, in command, with the inside running. And we have to get him. If European reports here in the dossier on the fellow believed to be Demetrius from 1935 to 1942, when he disappeared without a trace in Romania, and he reappeared to our certain knowledge at Tempelhof Aerodrome in Berlin a month ago. Since then, he's killed Carl Scammell and three others we know about. Now, who's next? Who's the next one going to be? And is he Demetrius, or is he someone else? And have you missed your footing somewhere? Oh, Keene, you'd better find out. I don't want you to hide, but pretty soon there's going to be someone higher up who will. So you'd better give us some action, old chap. Soon.
Yes? This is Dr. Bookman speaking. I'm sorry, madam, but I can admit no more patients to the sanatorium for at least 6 months. And quite so, madam. No, I'm sorry, but I'm not available for private consultations. Goodbye, madam. It's an odd thing, that Demetrius. It Since the growth of medical science, there's been an increase in clinical disease. And since Adler and Freud, there's been a marked increase in insanity.
Well, you're a psychiatrist. Who are you to complain?
Complain? Not at all. I merely... this should be Leo Klein. Yes? Put him on.
It is.
Leo? Meet me at the usual place an hour from now, with your brother. Yes, yes, I shall want both cabs. What's that? You'll get your instructions there.
Are those two to be relied upon?
They cannot afford not to be. And they know little about me and nothing about this place at all. Now, precisely what are we doing about that girl, Margaret Ridgway?
Well, we could take her straight from the Red Feathers Club, through the panel in the wall of Mazzotti's office into the building next door and out that way. Mm-hmm. As I come and go when I want to see Hedy or Mazzotti, but we're not going to.
Why not?
Mazzotti's attracted enough attention from Gregory Keane for the time being. Hedy will arrange for Keane to actually see Margaret Ridgway leave the club when Leo will pull up alongside in his cab with the blind pulled down over the rear window.
Does she always take a cab home from the club?
No, she always has. I'll be in Leo's cab waiting for her. I'll quieten her the instant she gets in.
What about the men Keane has watching her?
Well, that's where the second vehicle comes in. Leo's cab, with the two of us in it, will be followed. Leo will drive along Griffin Street in Baron's Court. He'll turn into Payne Street. It's narrow and lined with warehouses on either side. 20 yards along Payne Street, he'll turn sharply into an alleyway there and switch off his lights. The other cab will be waiting in Payne Street with its engine running and start up the instant Leo appears. When Keane's men turn into Payne Street, they'll see only the empty cab, and that's the one they'll follow.
Is that how Yachty Bloom throws them off when he comes here?
Well, he has other ways.
And when Miss Ridgway has been delivered safely here, what then?
That, my dear bookman, is up to you. Yachty's had no luck with Ridgway so far. They're being unexpectedly wary. So Margaret Ridgway will have to tell us where to find her brother.
And after that?
It'll be something else upon which Major Keane may ponder. The total and inexplicable disappearance of Margaret Ridgway, who entered a cab in Water Street, Soho, and was never seen again.
Is it absolutely necessary?
Perhaps not. But Ridgway has put us to a lot of trouble. It'll be a pity in a way. They say she's quite an attractive girl. How unfortunate that she had to intrude on our affairs.
I can go at 3:30, can I? Oh, good. Thanks a lot, Tony.
That's okay, Margaret.
The club's full of people, but I can go at 3:30. Oh, well, it's Marzotti's club. I suppose he knows how to run it. Now, how am I going to get that message from Peter to Gregory Keane? He's still talking to Hedy, and she hasn't left his table for 5 minutes. Oh, well, I'll just have to offer him some cigarettes, I suppose. Now, I'll make sure which packet has the note in it. There, that's right. Now then, downstairs we go. But Keane, darling, you say over and over again you want me to leave here, go and sing in some other club. Why? What's the difference?
Well, something pretty vicious is going to break here soon, Hedy. And I don't want my girl mixed up in it in any way at all.
Something pretty vicious? You mean they're going to raid Tony Mazzotti?
Something like that.
You're not telling me exactly, are you?
No.
Oh, but why? I can see you're desperately worried, darling. Why don't you tell me?
The less you know about it, the better.
I see. You don't trust me. You adore me, but you still don't trust me.
Oh, listen, Hedy. There was an attempt on your life, and Marzotti's involved with the people who made it. You're in danger here. If they didn't know we had you guarded, I believe they'd try to kill you again.
You mean Marzotti has something to do with Demetrius?
Yes, but he mustn't be allowed to realize that we know. It's vitally important.
Then you found out that Marzotti and Demetrius...
You're safe enough while you're actually here. Not such fools as to do anything to you openly. But you see why I simply must get you away from the place.
Yes, yes, now I do. You should have told me before.
I wasn't sure before.
Here comes a cigarette girl. Good evening, Major Keane. I'm leaving soon. Would you like any cigarettes before I go?
Oh, yes, thanks very much. Just a minute. Here we are.
Thank you, Major.
She knows you.
Oh, I was up in Barzotti's office the other night. She must have picked up my name.
Oh. Keen, darling, if I go and get my things now, will you drive me home?
Don't you have to sing again?
No, not tonight. And I'll tell you something. You want me to get out of here. I'm going to do as you say. I'll tell Tony tomorrow and leave.
Oh, good girl.
Now something.
What?
I love you. Wait for me now. Your arm, Keen. Where's your car?
Oh, just across the road. Oh, hang on a minute, Hedy. There's a pet.
What are we waiting for?
That cigarette girl's just come out of the club. Wouldn't like me to offer her a lift if she's going our way, would you?
Oh, of course not, darling. And anyway, you can see there's a cab pulling in for her.
Taxi, please?
Yes, please. Good on you, cabby. You're the first taxi I've had right at the club all this week.
Hey, how did you get me?
Thanks.
Good evening, Miss Ridgway. You don't mind sharing a cab with me, do you? And do be sensible. Don't struggle or make a sound. All right, Leo, get going.
They snatched her out from under my nose, and they made sure I was there to see it, so we wouldn't have a thing on Marzotti. And the person who made it possible for them was the exquisite creature who sat beside me in my car that night, with the soft eyes and the softer mouth. The soft mouth talking of love. That's one of the reasons why I'm telling you all this. Because on the next pages of the dossier, I had to record what happened to Margaret Ridgway.
What is in store for Margaret Ridgway? Listen to the next chapter in this story of suspense, Dossier on Demetrius.